thought OnlyFans was for the ladies. I thought this is a really cool story because it shows how the times are changing. And I'm all for this. I really am. Like I said, I think people have to understand this. Whatever your behavior is outside the office, as long as it's not hurting other people, and in this case, when you're doing it in front of a camera in the privacy of your own home, I don't give a fuck. I really don't. All right. I mean, before I go into this, I had a friend that was reaching out to me and telling me they knew of a friend that had a history of webcam, but they were afraid to tell him that friend because they would seem like a creep, right? It's like me having a friend, right? And I know their wife, and I find out because I think she's hot. I start Googling and shit like that, Facebook, and then I go down the rabbit hole and find out that she had a webcam and she has some clips out there, right? And then I'm gonna turn to this guy and say to him, hey, I think your wife has a webcam picture. And the questions are gonna come up, like, how the fuck did you find this out, motherfucker? You know, I was being a creep. I told him, I said, nah, you don't want to do that, bro. Like, you got to stay out of the business on that. So, but yeah, I mean, everybody out there, the thing about sexuality, I think it's different than who you are as a person. I believe like that sexual identity should not be the end all be all, right? I mean, that's just me. Like this guy here, like I was just gonna talk about this judge out there. Fucking has an OnlyFans. A judge, a New York judge. OnlyFans. Instead of him going out there and making corrupt deals to have more people institutionalized, right? I mean, instead of him doing that, he said, you know what? I'm going to do the right thing, but I need to make some more money, and I'm going to go ahead and get an OnlyFans page, man, and just show my six-pack abs or whatever it is. I'm good with that, man. I just think that there's nothing wrong with that. But he got fired. Boo-hoo. Someone snitched on him. What else is fucking new? You got to love it because you know the person that hated on him was either some fat fuck, right, that just can never have that, even if they worked out. Well, they wouldn't anyway. But the fact that they wouldn't, they wish it could be in that position where they can objectify themselves. Because us guys, I tell you what, I don't think there's any shame. If a guy has a big dick and nice body and he's young, he's probably going to be like, I don't care if people see this because guess what? There's no shame in this. The guys with the little dicks are going to be the ones that are going to be, you know, the guys that are out of shape and the people that are out of shape are going to be bothered by it. Right? I don't know if that makes any sense, but I thought it was interesting that this came all out because of the events that happened there at the judge. And I guess he was making some very slandering comments to a councilwoman that was heavy into anti-LGBTQ rhetoric, and he was like, you know, fuck you, like you can't be that way, and you know, and I think that's you know, that's a conversation to be had because now you've had recent topics that woke movement is it feels part of it is in. Pertaining to an overcorrection of marginalized groups, and not only overcorrection, but then making rules and regulations that are make those minority the majority. Like now we're changing rules that only include that we're not catering to the majority of people. We're catering to the minority group, right? And that's what always been my qualm is that let's look at the general populace and then understand, okay, how is this rule going to be in effect? Like DeSantis, he did something that makes sense to me. He signed legislation where here in Florida, you can go ahead now. Basically, the counties are going to be able to get help from the state in providing affordable housing for the working class, because that's been an issue in Florida. It's that all this exodus of people coming from all over the country to the way we live, to the way we do things here, and they're rising up the prices, which leaves the regular people that have been here for a long time doing their work and being productive. It's like it's pricing them out. Either rents are going up ridiculously or the housing is just so difficult to get. right? And I think that that's a common sense law for me. You know, DeSantis has done things that are anti-woke that I think are kind of racially in that wheelhouse. I'm like, yeah, I don't like that. And I've talked about that before. But you see this push of now having to pick a side. And it's just interesting to see a judge get caught up in that. It's like, dude, the guy is young. He looks good. I mean, he's the guy that, you know, goes to Vegas and has a good time. You know, I mean, it's like one of those, like he's out in the pool party. He's definitely ready for the pool party in Vegas, you know. It's that kind of energy. Hey, listen, you got it. You got it, man. That's my attitude with all of this. It's like, man, if you got the goods, if you it's okay to show them. I'm not going to hate on you. You know, it's I'll never understand people that get jealous or insecure about that. Because I'm like, well, I could go hit the gym and see what best version I am. Granted, I may not be like that person. Like my daughter always thinks, oh, it looked like The Rock. I'm like, dude, I'm a fat rock now. I haven't even lifted. I can't get into consistency with all these other things going on. But anyway, I don't even know why I got into all that. But, you know, my whole rhetoric with this is just the fact that people are being able to explore their freedom and wanting to do that. And it's a shame because when it's all of a sudden exposed, then you end up losing your job, which I guess for the life of me, I'll never understand that. Because what we do outside our work, it shouldn't be anybody's business. Like it's not anybody's business, but it should interlap with what you do at work. I understand if, let's say, I'm trying to think of an example. Oh man. See, I would, it's one thing if you're contradicting yourself, right? Like if this guy was like anti-gay and then he's making gay porn. Yeah, I could see the calling out on that. But I think that for all of us, man, this is what I always have this conversation with moms. And wives about that shit, because they would be so concerned about doing some freaky shit. And I'm like, that doesn't mean that you're a bad mom. It doesn't mean that you're a bad worker. It doesn't mean that you're a bad person. When you are in intimacy, my motto is this: leave all morals out the window. Like when you get in that bed in intimacy with somebody, like don't bring your morals into that. Like just have an open canvas of creativity. Be open to whatever happens in that world. No judgment. And I'm not saying that after that experience, you can be like, well, I don't really like it. That's fine. You know, like that's totally fine. But I feel that pushing positive sexuality or sex positive, it's nothing wrong. That's who we are as people. It's not, the thing is that we shouldn't be promoting it in the workplace. It's like how I feel about being gay or lesbian or even religion. I think at this point, places like school and work have to be neutral of all of those things. They have to be. Because what happens is it's not that you can't be proud of that, is that there are people that have phobias at the workplace. And those people, whether they have a phobia for conservative ideologies or liberal ideologies, at the end, people have their strong opinions and strong value systems. And we can't, and the workplace is an environment where we have different walks of life. Same thing as school. I was having a conversation with my daughter today on the way to school, and we're having some, you know, race conversations and about some socioeconomic perspectives. And I was giving her some of that on the helping understand. It's not that everybody is bad. It's just that it is not uncommon to see these things, because this is the mentality. When you grow up poor, this is how people think in that world. And, you know, you try to educate them to not be ignorant, but to understand that's a common theme in that world or whatever it is. You know, you just try to teach them, but you also help them understand that, hey, that doesn't mean everyone's like that, but don't be shocked if you see a lot of people that way, right? I mean, it's like, well, so I try to do my very best in that regard. So, but people are not able to understand that reality, you know, and I think they're not able to because they get so stuck on their value system and their value system being better than yours. And if you don't like it, you're racist. If you don't like it, you're not American. If you don't like it, whatever, you're homophobic or whatever it is, you know, you're lazy or, you know, all these different, you know, slander labels that we throw out there for other people that we don't agree with. And I feel if we have to leave these, when this judge is putting himself out there, having fun, he's young. I'm looking at a picture of him now, not, you know, just fucking seeing him because I'm looking at this article. You know, guys out on the fucking yacht with a sports watch on and the shades and shit. I'm like, okay, do your thing, bro. Do your thing, man. Show yourself out. And if you can get, if people are willing to pay $12 a month for fucking, you know, to see the goods or whatever it is that you're showing, all right, man, go for it, man. If there's a market out there for it, I just don't understand the shaming that goes with expressing who you are as an individual if it's outside of work, if it's outside of school. I don't, that's where you lose me every time because it shouldn't matter to you. Are you friends with this person? Like, it's like, do you have them around your kids? Right? And if you do have them around your kids, are your kids going to be able to find this guy, this situation, right? I mean, I understand you don't want your kids exposed to certain things. I get it. But the internet, it is something that they're going to see it whether you like it or not. I've seen my daughter see things that I didn't approve of. And I had to just say, listen, we can't watch that. You know, it's not age appropriate, but you know, I'm not going to go ahead and beat the shit out of her because you know that they're exposed to that world. I remember as a kid, you remember as a kid growing up and then, you know, someone would bring like a dirty magazine to school or, you know, they would just sneak something in here that they found over at their house and a parent, you know, just left around and the kid took to school and showed it to the friends. I mean, that's how the phones are. That's how the tablets are. It's even worse because they're getting it from a bigger database. So these kids know way more than what me and you did know at our age. So I'm not stupid to that. So it's about explaining to them, hey, you know, this is what people like to do. And it's totally okay to express themselves. As long as, like for me, if a judge is doing their job, in this case, if he's doing his job and he's doing his thing, it's like, what the fuck do I care? He's being a productive person in society. And if he wants to do that, it's kind of like the Sopranos episode. You know, the guy, Vito, I think his name was Vito, the fat guy. He was like the biggest earner, and next thing you know, they find him upstate New York, fucking in a gay bar and shit. And they have to kill the guy at the end because he just kind of brought shame to the family. It's like, look, he's out of state. He worked in New Jersey. He was upstate New York doing his thing, and they found him. I'm like, ah, oh, fuck. You know, he thought he was safe. He thought he could be a little creep. You know, he had to go to Vegas. You know, that would have been my advice. Like, bro, you want to do that? You got to go to Miami. You got to go to Vegas. You got to get out of town. You got to have that rump, you know, 2-3 times, you know, every other month. So, you know, it's just weird to me, I guess. I guess weird to me with the information that we have about this world, about how people are living and different dynamics in households, and people are talking about their life experiences, and they're showing us that the traditional way is not a one size fits all. There's people that, and I think that's the part, you know, I appreciate so much. Like, I was watching this page of people, of this people, you know, being marriage positive and talking about the values of monogamy, the value of relationship. I thought that was wonderful. I looked at this like, man, I envy those people that can be that way and think that way and find honor in that and enjoy it and value that and bring fulfillment to their life. It's like that is awesome. Like to see people that can really find a level of happiness and value in living a traditional monogamous holier than thou experience, and they are wired that way. Good for you. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. And if you're built that way, we should not shame that, right? But then there's guys like me that are fucking pigs that fucking see the other spectrum of it, and we're like, why am I gonna deprive myself of the fucking flavors out there. You can keep your vanilla, and I love vanilla. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm agnostic when it comes to this shit. I'm like, you're great. If you want to be conservative or traditional, or if you want to be wild and free, you do it. As long as you're productive and you're not hurting other people, I don't give a fuck. I really don't. I think it's a beautiful thing. And stories like this, when you see people expressing their individuality outside of work, outside of school, outside of whatever it is that they're making a living from, just like me, like, this is not affiliated with my job. You know, this is just audio journalists of my personal life that I talk about shit. Now, don't get me wrong. If I have friends, they know about it. If I know people that I have no problem sharing this, because again, it's like, it's not who I am as a person that I work or people that whatever different labels I carry. It's not. So I wish that, you know, people wouldn't get so offended by it. As long as that person is treating you good, as long as that person is being good to you, as long as they're not harming kids in that off the field activity, as long as they're not doing anything negatively, like if they're just putting out their bodies and enjoying their sexuality, that's who we are. We're so fucking uptight about people being proud of who they are and expressing that. Again, leave it out of work, leave it out of school, and you go with me. Why you hit me always?